If the Nazis had operated atomic weapons, is it possible they were transferred to the United States? Documents exist showing that America's secret development of the atomic bomb, the Manhattan Project, could not have produced enough enriched uranium to make a bomb by mid-1945. Since only a plutonium bomb was tested at Alamogordo, New Mexico on July 16, 1945, researchers have wondered where America acquired the uranium bombs dropped on Japan less than a month later. Some have speculated that the United States used a Nazi bomb or used Nazi-enriched uranium to manufacture its bombs. The Trinity bomb exploded near Alamogordo, New Mexico on July 16, 1945, was a plutonium bomb. Why then would the United States first drop the Little Boy, an untested uranium bomb, on Japan on August 6, 1945? A rational explanation is that Little Boy was not tested by the Americans because the Americans did not need to test it, because its German designers already had, surmised Farrell. This idea is supported by the statement of German authors Edgar Meyer and Thomas Mayner that J. Robert Oppenheimer, the father of the atomic bomb, maintained that the bomb dropped on Japan was of German provenance. Of course, this idea would fly in the face of the long-accepted Allied legend that Germany simply couldn't manufacture an atomic bomb by the war's end. Where could the Nazis have obtained enriched uranium for such a bomb? One potential source was the secure underground laboratory of Baron Manfred von Arden, built in Lichterfeld outside Berlin, which contained a 2-million-volt electrostatic generator and a cyclotron. In 1941, von Arden, along with Fritz Hautermans, had calculated the critical mass needed to create U-235. It should be noted that Hitler visited the laboratory toward the end of the war, at a time when he spoke enthusiastically of a new wonder weapon that would turn the tide in Germany's favor. Some researchers contend that Nazi development of uranium bomb was kept secret because the work was not part of the German military-industrial system, but hidden within the German Postal Service. According to Carter Plimpton Heydrich, author of a well-documented book, Critical Mass, How Nazi Germany Surrendered Enriched Uranium for the United States Atomic Bomb, all of Arden's facilities were provided by and ongoing funding made available through the patronage of one man, Reich Minister of Posts and a member of the Reich President's Research Council on Nuclear Affairs, Wilhelm Onesorge.